So IP, intellectual property these days, is really at the forefront of our economy. We're not a manufacturing economy anymore. We are service and intellectual property. And intellectual property really comes in a lot of different forms. You know, everyone knows that, you know, knows the word IP, intellectual property, but really what is it? People recognize that companies have this kind of so-called value that could be an asset, but they can't see it, they can't touch it, they can't kick it. So, we know it's there, but really what is it? In the valuation world, we've seen all different types of intellectual property that's come down the path that we're asked to value for various purposes. The main and I guess the most frequent types of intellectual property that we see is trade names, customer lists and databases, patents, trade secrets. Trade secrets could be everything from technology to formula for pharmaceuticals and drugs. Intellectual property really takes a lot of forms. Even licensing. Today, contracts are a huge part of intellectual property that we're asked to value in for many different purposes. So when we're asked to value intellectual property, we're asked to do it for many, what I was just alluding to, for many different types of purposes, for many different types of constituents. Intellectual property these days, banks, because of the way the marketplace is today, intellectual property banks these days are looking to lend directly against intellectual property as part of a collateral base or to fill book collateral for if there's an air ball in anyone's loans. 10 years ago, there were large financial institutions that couldn't spell IP, but now they're putting millions of dollars towards it.